Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. This is a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending June 15, 2018. U.S. retail sales were up 0.8% in May compared with April, the Census Bureau reported, and 5.9% compared with a year ago. Car sales gained 0.5% for the month, but did not especially drive overall sales, which were up 0.9% before the month without car sales factored in. Most retail categories gained ground for the month, though there were a few losers, such as furniture stores, down a sizable 2.4% for the month, and sporting goods, hobby, music, and bookstores, which suffered a 1.1% sales decrease for the month. Grocery stores broke even. Oddly enough, the unusually robust internet sales category barely managed to grow for the month, up 0.1%. Compared with a year ago, every retail category was up except for sporting goods, hobby, music, and bookstores, which saw a 0.7% annual drop, according to the Bureau. Even department stores, which haven't had much luck when it comes to sales in recent years, saw them expand by 2.1% since a year ago. And that's perhaps as a result of the ongoing closure of the weaker stores. Internet sales did best of all for the year, up 9.1%. Other strong retail sectors included general merchandise stores, the likes of Walmart and so on, whose sales were up 5% for the year, and clothing stores up 5.9%. Gas stations saw an increase of 17.7% in sales since last year, but that is because of a spike in the price of gas since 2017. Strong retail sales are probably due to the fact that consumers are still fairly optimistic, despite more than a hint of inflation, especially in the form of gas prices, which affect almost every consumer. In any case, the Consumer Price Index increased 0.2% in May after rising 0.2% in April, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Over the last 12 months, the All Items Index rose 2.8%, which is the fastest pace for inflation in the last 6 years. If that inflation rate stays, it will eat up almost all of the already meager gains that workers have been making in their pay, which could have an impact, ultimately, on consumer spending. In May, the Bureau reported separately that average hourly earnings for all workers rose by 8 cents to $26.92 per hour. Over the year, average hourly earnings have increased by 71 cents, or 2.7%. That's all for this week. This has been the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read the Economy Watch column every day at those informative websites.